the right to development and align itself with the statements of the NAM and the African Group. We welcome the five action pillars proposed by the Special Rapporteur to overcome ongoing challenges in realizing the right to development of children, as well as the recommended four policy shift to build an ecosystem supportive of the right to development and all other rights of human rights future generations. South Sudan calls upon the Council and international community to prioritize the right to development of all people, including children, under the international human rights law. This will pave the way for addressing the existing gaps and inequalities with the aim to achieving equity, fair distribution of wealth, and to ensure children are not left behind. Mr. Special Rapporteur, you have mentioned in your report that the current progress made towards achieving the SDGs cast a gloomy prospect in realizing the right to development, including of children. The question is, how could this gloomy prospect be changed? I thank you, Mr. Vice President.
Thank you. I give the floor to Angola.